This is an interview with Joe Potosa, Jr. of Potosa Accordions for the Arizona Accordion Club, June 2004. Joe Potosa, Jr., I have played Potosa for 48 years, and now I officially get a chance to talk with you face-to-face. Welcome to the Arizona Accordion Club.
Thank you.
I read that on your Potosa website that your grandfather and your father and a lot of information about them, but there isn't much about you. I want you to tell our listening audience a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm 44 years old, third generation. Information and the craft held down to my from my father. Born and raised in Seattle. I have four children, been married for 21 years, and have a great family.
Now about your family, are any of them accordionists?
I have two sons that are accordionists and two daughters that play piano.
All right, we got four keyboards going in the family then. I've read that your father agonized about the decision to follow in his father's footsteps, and he focused on the art of building accordions rather than playing them as a career. When did you make that similar decision, and tell us what made up your mind for you not to play the accordion but instead go into the manufacturing of it?
Well, I don't think it really ended up being a decision. I think it was, it's just, if it follows suits all by itself, as I say, you know, we had a choice, but we didn't have a choice.
All right, explain that.
Well, we had a choice for, we had our own free will to choose what we wanted to, but it was put to us, you know, the business was there. My dad, you know, encouraged us, but didn't force us. So I think it was just more of a feeling of, you know, fulfilling my dad's wishes, and it was something that we were born into. It's kind of like you don't know anything else, so what kind of a choice do you have if you don't know anything else?
All right, you're saying we and you're saying us. I assume you're talking about you and your brothers. Tell us how the business is divided up.
Well, there was three of us. And when we came into the business back into the 70s, early 70s, you know, the accordion was not the, you know, the greatest instrument in those days. So we expanded into music. You know, keyboards was our something that we knew. So we divided into electronics, and we became a real local, well-known music store. Actually, well-known because we went in the service business also for keyboards, and we serviced the instruments for Ray Charles and a very well-known keyboardist back in the 70s. And we've just expanded upon there. So we still currently operate Potosa Music, which keyboards, electronics, studio recording equipment, PAs.
I'm sure you are aware, having been in a family-owned business, that a lot of family-owned businesses don't make it past the third generation. What are you and the Potosa family doing to make certain you go into the fourth and fifth generations into the future?
Well, I guess we're doing the same, sort of the same things that with my kids. I mean, giving them the opportunity to come down. They come down and help, and you know, let them learn it on their own time and their own terms. My idea is just, you know, like my dad worked hard to keep it going so that, you know, when and if his kids came in, they had something to take over. I think if you just do that, you know, if you offer them something, it'll be there for them.
Again, I noticed on the website your father studied under one of his instructors was Joe Parenti, who was one of my instructors. This is a small world, this accordion world. What do you remember about Joe Parenti? And tell us a little bit about your memories and what your father obviously learned from him.
Well, Papa Joe, as we called him.
Yes.
Great man, dedicated, giving. My dad, I think, when you're going back to whether he decided whether he was going to play the accordion or build accordions, I think that was decided by Joe Parenti. Because during his lessons, I think that Joe felt that, Papa Joe felt that my dad was blessed with something else other than playing, because during his practice session, Joe would be practicing his golf swing while my dad was taking lessons.
Yes, Joe Parenti did like to play golf. You're exactly right. I want to talk specifically about Potosa accordions just for a couple of minutes. I read that some of them have as many as 3,800 handmade parts, and actually Pitosa, as far as I'm concerned, is the Mona Lisa of the industry. Which are the key parts of the accordion you feel that make the tone that it does?
Well, you can't put that on one specific thing. I mean, you know, you can have the best of one thing, but if nothing is surrounding that, most people determine that as being the reeds. So you can have the best reeds in an instrument, but if you don't have the right surroundings, the reeds still don't do anything. So, you look at every part of the accordion. I mean, we pay attention to every single part, which I've learned here at the Ping manufacturing plant. They don't leave anything out. They don't say, well, this isn't important. You continue until you're finished with every piece of the instrument.
Now, your factories technically are in two cities. So tell us a little about what happens in Castelfidardo versus what happens in Seattle.
Okay, well, my grandfather started our business in 1922, made accordions here in Seattle. When the kids and I, my brothers and I came into the business, of course, we expanded with other musical instruments, but we kept the accordion manufactured in Seattle. We continue to operate one model, which is synonymous of the accordion world, the AM 1100. And hands-on experience. I mean, you have to, before you know how to fix something, I think it's more important to know how to make it because you have to know how it works. So starting our factory, my grandfather went back to Italy like all the U.S. companies did to produce more instruments because there's no workforce here in the U.S. So Castelfidardo, we started and operated the factory since 1946. And so beginning was all the student models were made there and transferring all the professional models. Our benefit that no other U.S. company was able to do was most companies went back there to produce more accordions for less money. Our goal was to produce the same instrument that we were producing here in the U.S., to match the same expert quality and craftsmanship that we produced. And to this day, that's what we've done. We've accomplished that. And no other U.S. company ever was able to do that.
I'm aware of that, having played, again, the Pitosa for 48 years. As you know, mine sat in the closet for about 30 years, and I didn't touch it. And then all of a sudden, I got excited about the Arizona Accordion Club, and you restored my 1956 Pitosa Style Master. Now, why would you have restored that for me and not tried to sell me a Pitosa Millennium Digital Accordion?
Because you wanted us to.
That's your request. That is a great answer, and I appreciate that. Other than the lightweight feature, tell me a little bit about the Millennium.
Well, the Millennium's a new instrument. I mean, people are saying, you know, making always suggestions. You know, I continue to play the accordion, but it's too heavy. You know, the mechanics, the accordion in general, the accordion cannot be made as a lightweight instrument. That's like asking the piano companies to make a piano that can be carried around with you. It's just physically not capable of it. People don't realize that the difference in weight is 2 or 3 pounds at the most if you were to make a lightweight accordion. So significantly, the digital era is in order to make a significantly lightweight accordion. That's the only way that can be done. The advantages are has more capability than one accordion. Most people would have to own 3 or 4 or 5 accordions to do what this does. And it gets people into the electronic age.
Well, you just said electronic age. Now, can you share anything with us about the Pitosa of the future?
Pitosas of the future? Well, we're not going to give up what we're known for, which is the acoustic instrument. You know, adding and changing the electronic world is conducive to just the way our living style. I mean, things change in the electronic world, and we're always wanting to be on top of that, but never letting go. The main principal instrument is an acoustic playing quality accordion, and we have to apply that no matter what we do.
We're going to have some fun to end this interview. Never done this before in an interview, so we're going to have some fun right now. Real quick, staccato. Okay, we're going to do this playing staccato. I'm going to give you two choices, and you got to come back at me as quick as you can with an answer. Golf or tennis?
Golf.
Cabernet Sauvignon or Chardonnay?
Sauvignon.
New York or California?
California.
Chevy or Ford?
Chevy.
Gallerini or Magnanti?
Gallerini.
Taxi or limo?
Limo.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Bing Crosby or Bob Hope?
Bob Hope.
How about television or reading a book?
Reading a book.
Pizza or spaghetti?
Spaghetti and pizza.
He's cheating. He's cheating. Hart Van Dam or Myron Florin?
Hart Van Dam.
Hawaii or the Virgin Islands?
Hawaii.
The Seattle PI or USA Today?
USA Today.
Star Spangled Banner or God Bless America?
God Bless America.
Switzerland or Italy?
Italy.
I would have said Switzerland. Hot dogs or hamburgers?
Oh, baseball and hot dogs.
Good answer. Jazz or polkas?
Well, I won't answer that because I will make too many people mad.
He's fudging. He took the fifth. All right, a couple more. Computers or typewriters?
Oh, computers.
Dressy or casual?
Casual.
Fish or fowl?
Fowl.
All right, finally, then or now?
Now.
A perfect answer. I couldn't agree more. Thank you very much, Joe.